You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The World Snooker Championship on William Hill In Play Radio. Former professional snooker player Ian McCulloch joins us in the studio throughout the tournament, offering his best bets at the Crucible.
Two good friends are going head-to-head in the quarterfinals of this year's World Snooker Championships. McManus is playing in his second quarterfinal in 3 years at the Crucible, and he's aiming to get to the World Semi-Finals for the first time since 1993, when he did it in consecutive years. Higgins, on the other hand, is in the quarterfinals for the first time since 2011. Higgins has had the more comfortable passage of the two this year at the Crucible, dropping only 11 frames. He demolished Welshman Ryan Day 10-3 in the first round with four century breaks, and then eased past Ricky Walden 13-8 in round two. McManus, on the other hand, has had a far tougher passage. He only got past Stephen Maguire, one of his practice partners, 10-7 in round one, and then was behind all the way against Ali Carter, but showed great resilience in coming through to win 13-11. Understandably, these two have played plenty of times over the last two decades, and I'm going for a Higgins win. He won't have it easy, 13-10. Hong Kong's Marco Fu takes on giant killer Barry Hawkins in the quarterfinals of this year's World Snooker Championship. Fu's in his 16th appearance at the Crucible, but it's only his third time in the quarterfinals, and he's only ever made the semi-finals once. Hawkins has been superb at the Crucible in the last 3 years, arguably the most consistent player, reaching a final and two semi-finals. Both players had comfortable first round wins. The second round, however, was a different kettle of fish. Fu, nowhere near his best, overcame Scotland's Anthony McGill 13-9, and Hawkins on Wednesday night came through a 13-12 thriller against the tournament favourite Ronnie O'Sullivan. It's 7-all on the head-to-heads between these two players, but crucially, Fu has won the two longer matches, both in the last 32 of the UK Championships. I think Fu edges this one. I'm going for Fu, 13-11.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.